Welcome to the Ogletree Deacons Podcast, a brief discussion of compelling legal issues and practical insights. Please note that the information in this podcast is for informational purposes only and is not intended to be, nor should it be construed as legal advice. You can subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts or through your favorite podcast service. Please consider rating and reviewing so that we may continue to provide the content that covers your needs. Please enjoy the program.
Hello. Welcome to Episode 8 of Global Solutions. I'm Greg Howard, and I'm an off-counsel at the Ogletree Deacons Miami office. I am joined today by Mauricio Romero of our Mexico City office. Today, we continue our conversation about returning to work in the wake of COVID-19. I think it is safe to say that management lawyers have faced some unique challenges in advising clients in the wake of this pandemic. Indeed, COVID-19 presented employers with difficult questions that involve employees' privacy consideration, occupational safety, laws against disability discrimination, and elderly employees, just to name a few. Since the outbreak of the pandemic, one of the most often asked questions I receive from my U.S.-based clients pertain to employee testing, as more and more employees are returning to work. This includes self-reporting, temperature checks, COVID-19 testing, and even tests for antibodies. In the next 15 minutes or so, we will try to scan the globe and examine how different countries tackle these difficult yet important questions. As a companion to this podcast, you will find a COVID-19 testing chart, which generally outlines different countries' approaches to COVID-19 testing. However, this chart is only a starting point to your analysis because each country's rules are unique and depend on particular facts of each case. Moreover, we're operating in somewhat uncharted territory, and these rules may change depending on the COVID-19 pandemic situation. Here in the United States, generally speaking, the laws are very permissive for the employer to condition employment on self-reporting or even COVID-19 testing. Now, what is self-reporting? It is basically asking employees to report whether they experienced flu-like symptoms, fever, or whether they had contact with a person who tested positive for COVID-19. Again, such requirement of self-reporting is okay, provided that this information is kept confidential by the employer under the ADA's privacy provisions. Likewise, temperature checks are also permissible. What about COVID-19 testing? The guidance from the EEOC under the ADA is that testing must be job-related, consistent with business necessity, and an individual with the virus would pose a direct threat to the health of others. As you can imagine, it is a rather broad and permissive guidance. However, when requiring COVID-19 testing, employers should keep in mind that tests must be accurate and reliable, must be conducted in a non-discriminatory manner, and results must be kept confidential. As we turn to other countries, we will see that such permissive approach is not always the norm. We don't have to look too far. In Canada, for example, temperature screening is acceptable only if it is voluntary and the test results are not collected, stored, or used for any other purpose. What about COVID-19 testing? Unlike the US, a COVID-19 test cannot serve as a condition of employment in Canada. Let's now turn to our neighbor to the south, Mauricio. What can you tell us about employee testing in Mexico?
Thank you, Greg. Regarding COVID-19 test guidelines can change depending on each state's regulations. For example, Mexico City, the companies that already returned to work and whose employee workforce have 100 or more persons must perform weekly tests for detection of COVID-19 virus and must be authorized by the health authorities to diagnose COVID-19 at the expense of the company. Such test must be made to at least 3% of the total workforce that is physically working in each workplace, either individually or in groups. The employers or persons designated as responsible of the workplace will have the obligation to report the results to the public telephone location service, that it's called in Mexico, Locatel. Additionally, employers must send the tested employees to isolate themselves at home until the results of the test are obtained. If the COVID-19 group test is positive, the entire group will be ordered home isolation and an individual test must be carried out on each member of the group. Otherwise, COVID-19 tests in Jalisco will depend if the company have less or more than 100 employees. Employers need to be registered under the economic regime system and designate a health liaison that will keep communication with Jalisco's government. Now, in case that the company have less than 100 employees, Jalisco's government can contact the company in order to request the application of tests, and it can be PCR test or WIC test. Nonetheless, if the company is not contacted by state's government, it is not necessary that these are performed. This test will have no cost for the company nor the individuals, but in case that the company have more than 100 employees, only PCR tests are permitted and the company will cover the cost. Now, we want to also speak about Latin America. For example, Brazil, in which employers are obligated to have an occupational physician who will make the determination of whether testing is appropriate based on the workplace and what types of testing will be used. Additionally, although the company can request an employee submit to testing, it cannot force employees to be tested. However, because of the constitutional requirement for employees to provide a safe and healthy workplace and the requirement that employees comply with adopted health and safety policies, the employee can be given a disciplinary notice and denied entry into the workplace. Moreover, temperature testing is permissible. The protocols for temperature testing should be developed and administered by the company's occupational physician as he deems appropriate for the work setting, number of employees, and any other fact that must be considered. Before implementation, the protocols should be presented to the Health and Safety Committee, that is named SIPA. The SIPA is not required to approve the protocols, but this presentation reinforces a company's defense to any complaints of failure to maintain a safe, healthy workplace. Adoption of the protocols by the SIPA gives an employer the ability to discipline employees who refuse to comply with the company's health and safety policies. Regarding Argentina, there's no federal protocol enabling employees to specifically require COVID-19 testing as a condition for entrance into the workplace. But for example, under the regulation of the Buenos Aires province, local government issue a resolution in which is mentioned that the employer may apply daily temperature test to employees as they enter the workplace. However, the resolution is silent as to COVID-19 testing. It is presumed the employer may require the employee to have the COVID-19 testing done periodically, but the results will be available to the employee, to the authorities, or in such case, to the workplace medical service on their duty of confidentiality. However, employers are authorized to deny entrance of a person with symptoms of COVID-19 and or positive test result of COVID-19 and notify the health authorities. In order to finish with Latin America, let's talk about Chile, where per the labor code, employer is obligated to take necessary measures to effectively protect life and health of employees by informing of risk and maintaining adequate conditions to prevent accidents and professional work-related disease. However, employers cannot require employees who otherwise do not have symptoms to take a COVID-19 test as a condition to access the workplace or as condition for employment. Employees without symptoms may only submit to those tests on a voluntary basis, and the parties can reach an agreement with employees to submit for a periodic testing. Moreover, it is important to mention that the labor authority expressed that there is no restrictions for employer to take temperature with the thermometers without physical or minimum contact in order to know if employee has one symptom of the virus. Let's now jump across the ocean and look at Europe. Greg, what is the status of the employer COVID testing in the European Union?
Well, the European Union's General Data Protection Regulation, GDPR, generally hinders employers from requiring employees to conduct temperature tests or even symptom screening. Moreover, a COVID-19 test qualifies as a medical examination. In most EU countries, medical examinations are allowed only under certain circumstances consistent with the labor code, such as fitness for duty examination at the beginning of employment or routine annual exams for certain occupations. One of the least permissive countries for employer COVID-19 testing and screening are the Netherlands. On April 24, 2020, the Dutch Data Protection Authority issued guidance stating that taking employees' temperatures to screen for COVID-19 is not permitted, even with employee consent. This is because the agency does not regard the consent to be voluntary under the GDPR in an employment context. Likewise, COVID-19 testing is not permitted even with consent because the consent is deemed to be involuntary. France is a little bit more permissive than the Netherlands in that employers in France can implement temperature checks. CNIL, the administrative agency whose mission it is to monitor the data privacy laws, recently opined that manual temperature measurements at work without creating a file or keeping track of the results falls outside of the GDPR and regulation on the protection of personal data. Now, if the employee refuses to have a temperature taken, the employer can deny access to the facility. With regards to COVID-19 testing, employers are generally prohibited from requiring or conducting COVID-19 testing. In Germany, temperature checks qualify as processing of personal data under its data protection laws. Voluntary temperature checks are okay. However, if the employee refuses to undergo a temperature check, the employer can deny entry to the site. However, the employer is still required to pay wages to the employee who was denied access. Now, if special circumstances arise under the German Occupational Safety and Health Act that qualify as a compelling reason for conducting temperature tests, because, for example, let's say somebody tested positive for COVID-19 at the facility, and the employee refuses to have a temperature taken, then the employer may be justified in not only refusing access to the facility, but also refusing to pay wages to that employee. Similarly to France, large-scale mass testing for COVID-19 by employers is not possible. Similarly to Germany, in Poland, an employer cannot require employees to undergo COVID-19 testing or conduct involuntary temperature checks. However, the general sanitary inspector has the power to direct an employer to conduct temperature checks if it determines that conditions warrant such testing at a given employer facility. Turning now to the UK. In the United Kingdom, employers cannot force employees to undergo temperature checks because the National Health Service, the NHS, does not consider them to be a reliable indicator of COVID-19 status. As far as COVID-19 testing goes, employees cannot be forced to undergo COVID-19 testing, although an employer could request that they do so voluntarily. If results are obtained, they must be treated by the employer as highly confidential pursuant to the GDPR. As we can see, the EU and Western European countries take a much less permissive approach to employee screening and COVID-19 testing than here in the US. But this is not always the case in other parts of the world. Russia is an interesting example. The federal government there left it to the local authorities, republics, regions, and cities to implement anti-COVID-19 control measures. Moreover, both federal and local authorities in Russia took aggressive approach to testing, especially at the COVID-19 epicenters like Moscow or St. Petersburg. For example, in an employment context, in May 2020, the mayor of Moscow directed employers located within the city to test a portion of its employees, specifically 10% every 2 weeks, by referring them to a designated testing facility around the city. The government also mandated that employee testing did not relieve employers in Russia from following data protection laws in case of a positive result. With regards to temperature checks, they are not only permissive in Russia, but recommended. Specifically, the federal government recommended for the employers to test temperature of employees before starting work, and if an elevated temperature is detected or signs of the disease are present, the government recommended for the employers to not allow those individuals to enter the workplace. Israel is also a very interesting country to look at because the laws there are much more permissive for the employers to test for COVID-19. As such, temperature checks and self-reporting are mandatory for everyone in the workplace, and there is nothing in the Israeli law that prevents employers from requesting a test for COVID-19 as a condition of employment. Now let's turn to Asia. Maurizio, what can you tell us about places like China or Japan as far as COVID-19 testing and screening goes?
As we know, COVID-19 virus is controlling China. Nonetheless, government instructed that people returning to work should be tested if they want. Nonetheless, it is under discretion of the employer. Regarding temperature checks, are allowed but not mandatory. Moreover, Japan government provides that COVID-19 testing needs to be administered by medical professionals based on medical necessity or required by municipal governmental entities to address public health and safety concerns. Therefore, it is not something that employers should administer or request of their employee. Government also requests that employers refrain from submitting a request to medical and healthcare providers and facilities for verification of their employees' test result, and provides that employees may return to work based on determination of the healthcare professionals, and that employees are not required to submit a proof of negative test results to their employers. Regarding temperature checks, there is no specific workplace health monitoring requirements, but employers are advised to monitor employees' outward appearance for signs of COVID-19 symptoms. Regarding temperature checks, there is no specific workplace health monitoring requirements, but employers are advised to monitor employees' outward appearance for signs of COVID-19 symptoms. Finally, regarding Hong Kong, it is important to mention that there is no statutory right for employers to require COVID-19 tests. Employers, therefore, cannot require employees to be tested for COVID-19 unless employees expressly agree on there is an express contractual right in the relevant employment contracts for the employers to do so, which is unlikely. Furthermore, Center of Health Protection has issued a guidance note on monitoring body temperature, which says that offices have the discretion to initiate temperature checks as measure to prevent the spread of COVID-19. This concludes our podcast for today. Next week, please join Chris Anderson and Enrique Del Cueto as they discuss school closures across the globe and its impact on the employers.
Thank you for joining us on the Ogletree Deacons podcast. You can subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcasts or through your favorite podcast service. Please consider rating and reviewing so that we may continue to provide the content that covers your needs. And remember, the information in this podcast is for informational purposes only and is not to be construed as legal advice.